if you're new to Barbershop Harmony, you're in for a real treat. And you may not know that it's not just quartets. You're used to seeing barbershop quartets. There are larger groups. Today, I think it's a dodecatet plus one. Did I count 13 of you, I think? Triskaidekatet. Is that,
however
I think,
you want to say
Triskaidekaphobia, I think it's Triskaidekatet, which would be 13 of you. Or we could say three quartets and a solo, whatever. I can hear you.
We call it a VLQ, very large quartet.
A very large quartet. And you'll get to know them and we'll learn more about them. But right now, let's hear their first song. Here are the Steel City Harmonizers.
Pass me by one summer day, flash those big brown eyes my way, and oh, I wanted you forevermore.
Oh, baby,
I'm not one that gets around, swear my feet stuck to the ground, and oh, I never did meet you before.
I said, hello, Mary Lou.
Goodbye, heart.
Goodbye, heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary Lou.
Never part, so hello, Mary Lou.
Goodbye, heart, goodbye, heart.
Saw your lips, I heard your voice. Believe me, I just had no choice. My horses couldn't make me stay away. Love you no day. Thought about a moonlit night, arms around you, good desire. That's all I need to see for me to stay.
Wow, that was all live here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And we could either go right into another song, or do you want to talk?
Sure,
why don't we go right into another one?
Absolutely.
And then I say we as if I'm part of this. The Steel City Harmonizers all here. It's fun. There's a little... It's neat. They pass the song down. You know, we're going to sing this. We're going to sing this. We're going to sing this. And if it was like that game of telephone they play, it would be interesting if the song, you know. We're going to sing Hello, Mary Lou. We're going to sing Marietta, Little Lamb. We're going to sing Little Brown Jug. We're going to sing. And before you, that'd be actually a good bit for you guys.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
you could work on that.
Do. Everywhere, oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. When I'm gone, gone, when I'm gone, gone. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone, yeah, gone. You're gonna miss me by my walk, you're gonna miss me by my talk, oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Do, 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 do.
I've got my ticket for the long way round.
When I'm gone, gone, when I'm gone, gone,
you're gonna miss me when I'm gone,
gone, gone. You're gonna miss me by my hair, you're gonna miss me everywhere. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone, when I'm gone, gone, when I'm gone, gone. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me by my walk, you're gonna miss me by my talk, oh, you're gonna miss me. miss me when I'm gone.
When I'm gone, gone, when I'm gone, gone, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone, gone, gone.
You're gonna miss me by my song, you're gonna miss me all day long, oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
I was busy taking a picture of you guys to put on our Facebook page, and it takes multiple, you know, I need like a panoramic lens to get all of you in. We have 13 members of the Steel City Harmonizers. Why don't you pick up that mic here, and I'll let you introduce yourself, and then tell us just a bit about the history of the Harmonizers and a little bit about the history of the music for folks that might not be familiar.
Absolutely. My name is Mike Hengelsberg, and I am the assistant director of the Steel City Harmonizers and the VP of Music and Performance for the group. Very pleased you guys invited us on here today, and you're getting a small slice of who the Harmonizers are with these 13 guys. We are actually a very rapidly growing chorus in Pittsburgh. We boast now 42 active singing members.
Wow.
And we're having new guests come down every week, and it's exciting to see the looks on their faces when they hear us sing and they hear what we do. So it's great. I'm from the North Hills of Pittsburgh. I live in Allison Park, kind of close to where the speakeasy is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I drive to East Pittsburgh to sing with these guys every week, and it's the highlight of my week.
I can imagine. And by the way, thanks for being here on a holiday weekend, too. I know that's not always the easiest thing to do, so we appreciate that. How did you get into barbershop singing?
Well, I actually lived out in Wisconsin, and my wife was actually the one to get involved in Sweet Adeline's in Wisconsin first. She said, you know, you need to go out to this chorus, this chorus in La Crosse, Wisconsin. They're just great. So I sang there, and my job relocated me to Western Pennsylvania, and I moved. This is home for me, so I moved back home, and was looking for barbershop in Western Pennsylvania. And there's several choruses around, and of course I went to the Steel City Harmonizers to Pittsburgh Metro, and was immediately hooked. You get hooked on the harmonies, you get hooked on the singing, you get hooked on the camaraderie of the guys that you're around, and it really becomes a lifestyle.
Yeah,
really, believe it or not, more than any other kind of music, it becomes a lifestyle.
I can imagine that. It's a niche that you find yourself fitting into, and I'm sure your family members also can enjoy interacting with each other, too. So Mike Hengelsberg is the assistant director. Who is the director?
We're directed by Don Dressler.
Okay.
He's actually, unfortunately, has to work today, so he couldn't be with us, so I'm asked to fill in. So
great. Well, why don't we meet roughly half of you now,
okay,
so we can say hello to everybody.
Absolutely.
I know, forgive me, some of you I know I've met before, but it's really hard. First of all, you're all wearing, well, almost all of you are wearing the same shirt. I can't wait to meet him. As you'll see on the photo I post in a moment, maybe we can fix you up, but there's one
we'll
member.
We'll hook him up.
There's one member that's not like the others today, clothing-wise.
He's like a farmer, standing in his field. All right, so we're going to pass the microphone down.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Joe Novelli. I sing tenor, and I've been in the society for about 34 years now.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
are you from Pittsburgh originally?
I am from Pittsburgh, born and raised here. Yes.
Where were you raised?
North Side.
Whereabouts?
Yeah. East Street.
East, yeah.
Yeah, that's when there was an East Street.
Yeah, we have done a lot of oral history work on the North Side, and, you know, we're here quite a bit. We feel like we live on the North Side sometime. I'll ask each of you, too, if you have any personal hellos to anyone, feel free. Why should the kids have all the fun?
Yeah, my wife is home, Holly. She's, and I have a grandson now, but he's too young to listen to the radio and understand what's going on. He's only a year old.
We'll fix him. We'll get him. We had a guy call this morning, Gary in Franklin, who has a car that the company issued him that does not have a radio in it. And, he, you know, we're working on an OSHA complaint with him so we can fix that. And we can talk to the Toys R Us people to get a little radio or maybe wherever your grandson was born. They should include that in new baby kits, you know, that radios.
Right.
Auditory process is important. Well, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to be back.
And who do we have to your right?
Yes, hi. I'm Ford Fuller. I'm from Ross Township in the North Hills. I'm a native of Savannah, Georgia, but I've been here, I guess, half my life because I met my wife here when I broke my foot. Luckiest break of my life. I'm been with the barbershop for about eight years and Steel City Harmonizers, three or four. And like Joe, I'm just a tenor, although really there's no such thing as just a tenor because we are really, truly indispensable singing all the glitter notes and the high notes
the
in
glitter
most
notes.
Of our songs.
I like the glitter notes. I never thought about putting it that way, the glitter notes. And I forgot you were from Savannah, such a beautiful town.
Yes, it really is.
I love it. Let's see who's next to you. Hello.
Hi, my name is Josh Gongaware. I'm singing baritone today. I'm originally from North Huntingdon, Pennsylvania, and I currently live in Dormont.
And it's clear that you're the youngest here, I think. Am I right?
No.
Oh, no.
I think I'm actually older than him, yeah.
Oh, wow. You probably get this all the time
yeah.
then.
I do.
May I ask your age?
I'm 24.
Okay.
Yep.
And you love hanging around with these guys that, I'm not trying to be ageist. What I'm trying to do is encourage younger people to join you as well. So how did you get into this, Josh?
So I'd kind of been a fan for a number of years, like watching YouTube videos and things like that. A couple of my friends and people that I knew in high school were involved. I think it all started with the musical. The one year was The Music Man, and some people started doing it, and then it kind of, you know, diffused throughout people that I knew that were singing in chorus. So that's how I kind of found out about it, but I never really had time being in college and stuff to join a chorus full time. So I first came to visit this chorus in September, and I joined full time in October. So,
well, that's great. Yep. Where did you go to school?
I went to St. Vincent.
And did you? What's your degree in?
Economics and math.
Ah, great. Yep. Well, it's great to meet you.
Yep.
And we'll meet the guy behind you, then we'll meet the youngster, and then we'll meet the rest of you after another couple of songs. What's your name, sir?
Hi, Steve Hawkins. And my voice says bass this morning, but I'm really of baritone. I want to say hi to any family that are listening, probably via computer. And I'd also like to use a moment to mention that the Barbershop Harmony Society, of which Pittsburgh Metro is a member chapter, has for the last couple of years been making a concerted effort to work with choral directors nationwide. Anyone who does chorus work, singing, we're reaching out to see how we can support singing of any kind. No strings attached, whether it's showing up and inspiring kids or providing music. There's a lot of resources that the Barbershop Harmony Society has.
Thank you for mentioning that, because what a great way to do something constructive with other people and to bring folks together. That's great. Now, I'm sorry I teased you about the shirt, especially knowing that you're the youngster here today. What's your name?
My name is Brandon Rauch. I'm going on my eighth year in the Barbershop Harmony Society.
Wow.
So I've been doing it since I was about 16 years old.
I was going to say, so you're 23?
I'm 23, turning 24 this May.
Oh,
so,
man.
We're fairly close in age.
Yeah, but
I still take the crown for the youngest one here today. But not the youngest one in the chorus. We have a student who is still in high school. He's 17, I believe.
That's
we definitely have started growing in population in the younger ages. I think you'll hear more about that in a little bit. But
you were here last time the Harmonizers were here.
I was not. No? I've actually only been singing with the Steel City Harmonizers since about July. I sang with a chorus down in the South Hills in Bethel Park for 6 years, moved down to Mississippi, sang with a chorus in Tennessee for a year, and then I moved back home.
That's great. So what's the deal with the shirt? You just forget, or have they not issued you one? Or?
I have not yet been issued a polo. I have, I suppose, not met the requirements per some some individuals in the chorus have established.
See, they have these nice teal. If you look teal up in the dictionary, this is what you'd see, I think, right? There are these teal, I think it's teal. Ricky, is it teal? That color, I think. To me it's blue or green, but everybody has these nice teal shirts. And I'm sorry that
you... They're very quick to throw authority on you. I am the vice president of chapter development and membership. However, I guess there's a specific audition that I forgot to apply for or to pass in order to get the shirt. So,
yeah, it's funny. Last time they were here, I think they gave me a shirt.
That should tell you something.
I'll keep that in mind.
And okay, they're for sale. But what's nice, and you're from Pittsburgh originally?
I am originally of Bethel Park, yes.
Great. Well, it's nice to meet you. And we'll get a chance to meet more folks in a moment. It's probably time for some more music.
I think some more music is in order.
Great. Absolutely.
So we'll sing one by one of Pittsburgh's favorite sons.
She wore blue.
That's a beautiful arrangement, Blue Velvet, Bobby Vinton's song.
Yes,
and I do want to, first, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for doing that. And you're hearing the Steel City Harmonizers. I just put a couple photos up on our Facebook page, as well as a link to steelcityharmonizers.org. Couple reasons to go there. First, maybe you're interested in joining them. I think there's always capacity. Are you still, is it Trinity Lutheran Church?
No, we actually have moved.
Oh, let me make sure we get you to tell us about that.
Sure. Thanks. Yes, we actually, late last year, have moved not far away from Trinity Christian School. We're actually at Beulah Presbyterian Church.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
2500 McCready Road in Penn Hills, Churchill area.
Yeah.
It was a great transition for us. There's a great place for us to sing as a group.
That church is within walking distance of where I grew up.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's.
I was going to say, you ought to come out some Monday and sing with us.
I could rub it in back there.
So we practice every Monday night. Starts 7:15 through 10 o'clock at night. And I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what kind of day you're having. You come out to the Steel City Harmonizers, and while you're singing, you can't be in a bad mood. Mm. And that's one of the reasons that I do it. Doesn't matter what kind of a day I'm having. You get together and you sing, and it goes away.
Somewhere I read a conflict resolution technique where you have, like if two people are not getting along, you have them sing their grievances. and it really gets pretty hard to not start laughing about the things that you're fighting about. So steelcityharmonizers.org is the website, and I did – want to mention that they have this great benefit. It's called Speakeasy, and it's what it sounds like. It's the harmonizers will be there in chorus and quartet. But the best part is attendees dress up in 20s style clothing. You can dress up like a gangster or a flapper or period attire. You should, in fact. That's required. It's a benefit, but they'll have games of chance there, great food, prizes for the best dressed, and a Charleston dance-off. It looks like a lot of fun. It's May 7th, the day before Mother's Day, and you can get ticket information at steelcityharmonizers.org. It's a benefit. You can also phone 412-447-1396. It's at St. Catherine's of Sweden, which is on don't worry, it's not in Sweden. St. Catherine's of Sweden, 2554 Wildwood Road in Allison Park. And Steve Blass is the MC. He's a lot of fun, so it should be great. Let's meet eight. Two, four, six. I don't know why I feel like I have to count, but hi.
Hi, I'm Carl Chappell, and I have the dubious distinction of being the president of this organization this year. And I have to say I have a great team to work with, and our main focus is just to support the music program of the chapter. As Steve said, we are a chapter of the Barbershop Harmony Society, which is the larger organization. And we work real hard at not only singing, but one of our main goals, too, is to help with education, not only for our members, music education, but we also work with some surrounding chapters to pull off a youth harmony activity every year. In fact, Ford, who you met earlier, Ford Fuller, is very involved with that. So you know, it's kind of our thing, and we look for ways to support local high schools and their music programs as well.
Well, and I think it was Josh who mentioned earlier about YouTube videos with harmonies. There's actually a lot of interest among younger teens, older teens, some of it harmonizing with oneself through overdubbing, and some of it just some great a cappella groups that are out there, and it's nice to see that.
Yeah, it really is. As a matter of fact, Peters Township High School is sending a group to New York City.
Wow.
To perform on a show. I forget the name of the guy who's producing it, but he's the guy that Deke Sharon, who was involved with Perfect Pitch and some other organizations like that. And we've partnered with them a number of times, and we're real proud to have a group like that from our area.
I would imagine that, you know, some of the education, there's, of course, the genre, but and some not music theory, well, certainly music theory in terms of the parts, but I would think the catalog, too, is a lot of older songs. I hope you know, the American Popular Song book is not something that's going to fade away due to people not knowing. I mean, I don't think it is going to fade away, but it's important that people carry it on and continue to educate others.
It is, and we try to honor that legacy. And at the same time, though, we also try to bring in some of the more modern stuff. Cups, as a matter of fact, was from Pitch Perfect, and. But the interesting thing is when Barbershop got started, the society in 1938, you know, they were singing songs from the turn of the century and the 1890s, which at the time, if you think about it, were 40 and 45 years old. Well, fast forward to today, 40 and 45-year-old songs were in the 60s and 70s.
Right.
So it's an evolving kind of a thing, and we just have a great time doing it. And again, as Mike said, like to invite any guys down that think they might like to sing. Not only is it fun to sit out there and listen, but we'll actually drag you up on the risers and teach you a few things.
Also, Sweet Adeline's is the women's analog to this. They're always available too. I'm not sure if I know how to reach them. If you Google Sweet Adeline's, you'll find them there. Let's meet the rest of you all, and I think you've got two or three left. There'll be plenty of time. Hi.
Hi, my name is Aaron Butler. I've been singing lead with the choir now for about 3 years. Originally from Castle Shannon, live in Plum now. Found them just looking for something to do. Working a lot, needed to stopped the burnout and went online looking around and for local choirs and came across the Harmonizers. Thought Barbershop was something I always wanted to do. I used to compete in high school in the show choir there, and so this was something different.
Well, that's great.
And like Carl said, you walk in and somebody met me coming down the aisle in the auditorium, and there was quick introduction and okay, go stand up next guy, start singing, and they just threw you into it, and you're hooked from that point on.
And so, you get your shirt right away.
I got my shirt right away, and so you know there was.
Yeah.
As I'm singing, they're putting it over my head. You know? So yeah, I don't know what happened here. But.
Where did you go to high school? What was your high school?
Keystone Oaks.
Okay, thank you. And here we've got somebody. Hello.
Hi, my name is Brian Wasser. I serve as the treasurer of this fine organization. I handle all the money, pay all the bills, do all the financial reports for the board and the society and the IRS and anybody else who wants to know how we're doing financially. I've been singing with the group here for about the last 10 years. Received my first exposure to Barbershop back in the late 1980s as a member of the Penn State Glee Club. Got out of organized singing for about 10, 15 years until I was surfing on Craigslist one day, found this ad looking for singers, and I thought to myself, hey, I bet that's a Barbershop chorus. So I responded and came to my first rehearsal in August of 06, and you know, they got me on the risers, got me singing. Started slipping the shirt on me as soon as I started singing, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Nice to meet you, and hello.
Hi, my name is Rich Stevens. I'm from Penn Hills, lived there for about 25 years now, and I've been singing Barbershop for 18 years. I'd like to say hi to my wife, who's in the other room watching. Hi, Patty. I've been singing since I was 33, and that was the first singing I ever really did. I had been singing it in church, probably very badly, singing in the car, in the shower, but my first experience with singing with a group, intentionally singing specific notes, was this. And it really is made for an average singer. If most people, when you ask them to come and sing, say, oh, I can't sing. And my first question is, how do you know? And they usually respond, well, you know, I sing along with the radio and I can't do what they do. And I say, those people are professionals. You realize that you're not hanging with the professionals. You're singing with other typical American males. And those who venture out usually end up staying.
How soon did you get your shirt?
Actually, they mailed it to me before I joined. I don't know how to explain that one.
Hi.
My name is Frank Garini. I'm from Lower Borough, Pennsylvania, which is just a little bit north of New Kensington. And I've been singing four-part harmony since junior high school. And then in senior high school, and I've been in my church choir for 40 years.
Wow.
But I've only been exposed to barbershop harmony for the 3 years ago when I met my current wife, and she's been in Sweet Adeline's for 30 years. So I've only been in barbershop harmony with the Steel City Harmonizers for 3 years. And wow. It's a good hobby. It's great.
Yeah, I think one of the things, because of the way barbershop harmony parts are arranged, I mean, there's really a space for every kind of voice, a natural space. So you don't have to worry about your range or, you know, there's also people around you to reinforce you. What's your name, sir?
My name is John Clunas, and my range has changed over the years. I had the opportunity to actually be a charter member of this organization, so we didn't even have shirts back when we started. Mm-hmm. We used magic marker on a T-shirt, but we've grown and evolved since then. I sing bass currently with the chorus and in a new quartet of mine called Escapade, and we are... enjoying the growth of this hobby here in this area and having fun with the Steel City Harmonizers.
When was the Steel City Harmonizers organization founded?
Our charter show was 97.
Wow. So that's about 20 years for you guys. Congratulations.
Yep. Coming up on 20 years.
Great. And we've got two more men to meet and then two or three more songs. Hello.
Hi. I'm Dave Crackhart from Fox Chapel. I sing bass also. I'm 24 years old. And so, well, I was 24 once, anyway.
You can be whatever age you want on the radio.
I joined, actually, my son actually introduced me to this. He was, he's younger than I am. When he was 14, he went to the International Barbershop to see his cousin sing. Came back so excited, he tugged on my shirt and he says, Dad, we got to do this. We got to do this. He's 14 years old. And no 14-year-old ever tells you they want to do anything with, you know, their dad. So I said, okay, let's do it. And I've been doing it ever since. He still sings. He's singing with Brandon in a quartet. They're competing at the district conference coming up. But he's now not with us because he's in college. And so... It's
what
hard
a great
for him to come on a Saturday. Like
what
this.
A great activity to do with your son, though.
Oh, yeah,
or your dad.
It was terrific. Absolutely terrific.
And then behind you.
Last but not least, I'm Bob Parker, and I sing bass. Sang baritone for about 27 years and switched over to bass a few years ago because that's kind of a natural range for me, anyhow. And I'm kind of glad I did that. I think I may not be the oldest guy in the group, but pretty close. I just turned 70 on my last birthday. Anybody here older than I am?
Okay. Singing keeps you young because you look closer to 50 than 70.
So. Well, I've been at, yeah. And that's the other thing I'd like to say about that. We have guys in the society that are in their 90s and still singing strongly. So singing keeps you young. It really does. And... I've been singing for about 30 years, but with this group for only about four. And this organization right here is a phenomenal organization. We are growing, as they said, and we are singing really well.
Excellent. So. Well, good to meet you. And we're going to turn it back to Mike Hengelsberg. And you've got time to do as many more songs as you'd like. We probably have about... 7 minutes of radio time, which is probably two or three.
Excellent. All right. A couple songs to kind of give some sentimental, some sentiment to the day. First one is Let There Be Peace on Earth.
Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin. Brothers all take each moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Let there be peace on earth.
Steel City Harmonizers. That really demonstrated the dynamic range you guys can have. That was beautiful.
And imagine what it sounds like with 42 guys.
Yeah.
It's yeah. amazing. So, just want to mention that the Harmonizers, along with other singers from the Barbershop Harmony Society in Western Pennsylvania and all throughout Ohio, will be going to compete. We actually get it's a convention.
Yeah.
Quartets yeah. and choruses get together and compete on stage to kind of see where you are ranking wise within the district. It's called the Johnny Appleseed District, and we're really looking forward to it.
When will that be?
It is April 8th and 9th.
And it's not in Pittsburgh, or
no, unfortunately not. It's actually in Worthington, Ohio, outside of Columbus. However, our fall district contest will be here, actually at Peters Township High School. So we'll give you more information
yeah,
as
please.
That comes closer.
And, because that's got to be a lot of fun. I'm sure there's a lot
And that's just it. Yes, you go to compete. You want to win. But you also kind of want to get a feeling of where you sit and how you're singing. And so the score just kind of gives us an idea of where we are.
Yeah, kind of see whether other groups all have shirts. And
yeah, thank you very much. Exactly, whether no. they have shirts or not. But one of those songs.
Poor Brandon. I'm just teasing. It's so easy. I'm sorry, Brandon. Brandon clearly could take it.
Absolutely. He's just smiling. He can't see it. He is smiling. Yes.
Smiling.
This next song actually is one of the songs that we will be singing as a group at this contest coming up in April. It's called Smile.
And we'll get Brandon a couple SLB shirts.
Oh, that'd be great.
When your world is turned around, why not smile? Don't wear a frown. Smile.
Though your heart is aching,
smile.
Even though it's breaking.
When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. Smile through your fear and sorrow, smile, and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through. Keep on trying, smile. What's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you'll just smile.
You must keep on trying,
smile. What's the use of crying? Still worthwhile.
Thank you so much. Unbelievable. Thank you for being here. Look for the Steel City Harmonizers at their benefit May 7th.
Absolutely.
Coming up. SteelCityHarmonizers.org.